The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 14 July 2010. My special guest today, a fellow patriot, a guy that lives down there in Georgia. I used to live in Georgia, by the way, out there on Tybee Island, a little east of Savannah.
I'm looking to buy an island. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, just, you know, considering these verses that this gentleman was bringing up, I do want to, I hope he's still listening, because there is a comment I would like to make, and that is that, you know, I read a book some time ago, and in the book, it said that, you know, when you're studying the scriptures, that one of the things you need to do is you need to know about the author of that particular book, mm-hmm. who wrote the book, you know, and who are they, where were they, what were they thinking, you know, that type of thing. And so you got to do a little history on who wrote the book. And then you also have to go back sometimes to the original. He did mention King James Version.
Right.
You do have to go back to the original manuscripts, which would be in Hebrew and Greek, and do a proper translation of the wording. And if you do that, then you'll get a clear understanding of the scriptures. And I just wanted to...
Yeah, and from what I understand, and I'm no Bible scholar, nor have I ever claimed to be, because one of the biggest things, you know, for something that's supposed to save your mortal soul for eternity and forever, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are making it real hard because they've got a better class of, and we got a better understanding and know we're correct. And you know what? If you don't believe as we do, you're ostracized.
Well, I will say this. You know what breaks my heart is this. When I'm doing programs, you know, I notice that, you know, we have people that, especially when I get on certain subjects, you know, I notice that people tend to not want to hear it. You know, like, for example, we have a little program that I can actually track on how many people are listening to our program via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly don't know how many people are listening on satellite or whatever else, but and I'll see people, actually, when you start getting into, you know, talking about the truth about things, you see a lot of people just logging right off. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And it's like that amongst Christians. It's like that amongst, you know, patriotic individuals as well, you know, so, many of them, okay? And, you know, and what's really sad is that many of the people, and especially, well, actually, I can't even say especially, on both sides of the fence, which there shouldn't be any sides, it should all be together. I mean, we're a Christian nation, and anybody that says any differently is seriously confused, which goes back to the Constitution. If you look at the Constitution, in order to understand it, you know, you have to understand, well, who wrote the Constitution? You know, how was it authored? What were these people's background?
Right.
You know, we've been lied to a lot about a lot of things, and it's a shame.
Oh, no, it's not a lie anymore. It's a misrepresentation of the facts.
No, actually, no, have you ever seen the movie Matrix, John?
Oh, big time, yeah.
Yeah, we're in the Matrix.
You got that right. All right, we'll take the break. We'll invite you in on this phone conversation today with Bob Zeller. 800-313-9443. If we ain't talking about it and you want to bring it up, well, you bring it up. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ready, we're back. I want to talk about other issues with you today. I don't want this to all center on the Bible, because you're more than just a pastor. You're a sleeve roller upper and a doer.
You know, yes, I am.
I'm rather amazed, Bob, that, you know, gosh, I watch the TV evangelist, and you need to pray to me and put money in my plate, and then pray to. We got people that are praying before they eat, after they eat, before they get out of bed in the morning, before they go to bed at night. We got people that can't make decisions unless they consult with God first. Mm-hmm. And you know, this always fascinated me, because my little brain, I'm a sentient being here. God gave me a soul and gave me a conscience, and I often refer to God is the conscience of man. So if you reject God, where's your ethics and morals coming from? You know, I mean, do you get them off the north mossy side of the tree in the forest? Do you rub up against osmotically? Does this come off on you somehow?
You know, that's a good point. Let me say something. You know, if in fact human beings, if there was no God, then why would we have a conscience?
Back to the telephones, Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Sorry to do this, but I will bring up a couple of verses so that people that are listening can clarify this whole thing about Israel. But first, I wanted to mention that when you first asked your guest, did he know about Nitricarte?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he didn't know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you went off in another direction, and you didn't make a very important statement that I've heard you make before, which was, they believe that they are not supposed to have a homeland again until Messiah comes.
Right. I thought I said that.
I think maybe.
Okay, well, maybe I thought I did, but I didn't, at any rate.
But anyway, well, to double it, I would just say that loud and clear.
Okay.
And
is that based on the Torah, by the way?
Yeah, and I think the Tanakh and, of course, Talmud, because they all seem to adhere to the stupid Talmud.
Okay.
I wish they'd get rid of that thing. But anyway, the verse they use, these people who call themselves Israel, that, you know, that call themselves Jews but are not Jews, but the synagogue of Satan, as it says in Revelation, they always like to refer to the verse in Genesis in chapter 12, I think it's verse 3, where it says that I will bless those that bless thee and curse those that curse thee, right? And that's the whole thing of the promise. They hang on to that promise. Well, it's kind of not their fault since they don't have New Testament. They won't look at it. They think it's a lie. But if they would just go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He, referring to God, saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And even in my Geneva Bible, there is a side note scribbled in by someone, one of the scribes or one of the, you know, people that put the Geneva Bible together. It says, this is referring to Jesus Christ. The promises were made about the coming Messiah, and he is Jesus Christ. So the Jews are up a creek without a paddle, and when the tsunami hits, you know, when I'm supposed to love my enemies, they are the enemies of my Lord, and I'm supposed to love them. Mostly I just get really irritated or sick to my stomach or whatever at their behavior, but I wouldn't want to see what's coming happen to my worst enemy. And so even though it's hard to do, I will speak to anyone, including those who think they are God's chosen people, and let them know, by the way, he divorced you just like the whore in the Old Testament that got divorced for whoring around. He divorced you. God will take you back. Just like he did with, who was it, Hosea or somebody?
Well, ask Mel Gibson about that one. He dressed his girlfriend down about being a Jezebel, and all of a sudden this guy is a racist. And you know why the guy is targeted? Because he got drunk one night and got pulled over, and he happened to say some nasty things about a Jew. And
yeah, he should have clarified and said Zionist. He wouldn't be in near as much trouble.
Bingo, because his daddy, Hutton Gibson, I mean, here's a staunch dyed-in-the-wool Roman Catholic before the revision or the conversion or whatever happened to the Catholic Church, and he's a very good man. And Mel Gibson is, by all standards, a good guy. I think he made a mistake divorcing his wife, but I don't want to get in between him and his wife and his private affairs. But he did some things that made some people very, very angry. He made patriotic movies. He did, he had the audacity to make a movie centered around the crucifixion of the Christ. And to say that the Pharisees and the Sadducees were kind of like hanging in the background, even before that movie hit the circuit, Mel Gibson's an anti-Semite.
Well, I do want to make one comment, too. I will say this, you know, and this is to, what is the lady's name again?
She is Melissa.
Melissa, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't catch it. Melissa, let me tell you something.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
His name is Robert
Zeller. Anyway, Melissa, let me tell you something. You know, you are absolutely correct, and I think that, but there's also, you have to understand, there's also Christians out there, or let me rephrase that. There's also people out there that call themselves Christians, that call themselves believers, that are in the same boat. In other words, they're truly not believers. They, you know, they're the false prophets.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hagee, I will not even hesitate a bit. That man, he makes my skin crawl.
Oh, I'm telling you.
He makes my dog skin crawl.
Melissa, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, I, Bob, I want to move on to other subjects because you're...
I didn't bring it up.
No, I did. No, I'm the talk show host today, and you're the participant, you're the guest.
That's it. I'm shutting my mouth and just listening for now.
No, but anytime you want to jump in there with something relevant, please do. Look, you've got on one of your networks, you've got, 50, 60 stations out there carrying?
Something like that.
Okay. And going back to what I was talking about before in radio, I asked you the question before the program, you got $1 billion? You go, no. I said, do you have $1 million? Well, no. Well, I don't either. And the problem that we have is that we have the well-researched, well-founded, even Stephen, not this over-the-top kind of programming. I'm not interested in... I'm interested in conspiracy theories as long as there's a conspiracy there and it's provable. I'm not interested in that I cannot prove. And that's what I will discuss. All of what we talk about on this network, it's provable.
John, I will tell you something. You are probably a lot like I am. You know, I have people come to me with different pieces of information, and what I do is I investigate the information and I find out whether the information is correct or incorrect, and I do a very exhaustive research on the stuff. And the reason that I do that is because, you know, I don't believe, you know, I think every theory's got some basis of fact, but not every theory is a fact, so you have to be careful. And I think that you do a good job of doing that. I know I do. And while we're on the same subject, I want to put my two cents in about something, too. You know, it's funny because, you know, there's a handful of us out here doing what we're doing, and there's a lot of people listening, but very few people that are being real supportive of what we're doing,
yeah.
Okay? And I think that's a shame, because, you know, I've heard one guy say, you know, I don't like it when Patriots try to make money off of what they're doing. And we were discussing earlier when we were talking about all this money, I frankly don't have, you know, a lot of money. Our expenses, which I won't get into over the air, but are up into the thousands every month.
Sure.
You know, and I know yours are, you know, twice mine, okay? So, which actually, well, they are now, but they won't be too long because actually we're adding television, so you can add another, I don't know, maybe 15, 20,000, or about 20, 22,000 a month to our bills. But let me just tell you, you know, I would like to see people be more supportive, not just in, you know, financially supporting these stations and stuff, but also it'd be nice if they, if people would tell their friends, get people involved, because we need to, right now, if we don't do something, you know, to stand up to what's going on right now, today, okay, there might not be a tomorrow.
Well, and you know, I only know one thing. I can't quit what I'm doing.
Me neither.
But I, you know, it's a brain strain to figure out how I'm going to do what I do next week and next month. Forget about any plans.
John, I started my network. My wife was working. Well, actually, we both were working two jobs, but, you know, and we both lost our job. I started this network when I had absolutely no money, you know. And then ultimately, you know, my wife found a job. I was taking care of the network while she was working, and then when she came home, she helped as much as she could help. I was getting 2 hours sleep every day, and that's all I got. I got a 2-hour nap a day, and that was it. You know, I'll tell you something. You know, it's a lot of work, but I will tell you something. I would, just like you, John, I would not quit what I'm doing. I would never quit what I'm doing because I believe in what I'm doing. As a Christian, I believe what I do as a Christian. As an American, I believe what I do as an American. You know, I love my country. I love, you know, my God. I love my home, and I really care about people, you know, and that's why I do what I do. And I know, John, you might not say it, but I'll say it for you. I know that you care about people, you know, even total strangers, people you've never met, fellow Americans. You care about them, yeah. You know, and that's why you do what you do.
Well, and it, you know, 20 years ago, I did a little radio network. It was called Republic Radio International. That was the basis, and that was the start of Genesis Communications Network. They threw me off because they didn't like what I was saying about the Zionists and figured they'd be painted with a anti-Semitic brush, so they bounced me from the network. That's how this network came into being. I had to do something.
Welcome to America.
There you go, brother. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We are back. I call that my Rush Limbaugh music on steroids.
I love your network, by the way. I'm learning so much today. I mean, like that thing about, there was a couple of spots ago where they were talking about putting a newspaper in the birdcage. I happen to have a bird, and I've been wondering what to do with the newspaper. So,
well, I'm going to try entrepreneurship. I'm making diapers for birdies.
Cool.
Probably won't be a big seller, but, you know, what the heck.
Oh, I'll be your first customer.
there is a man that does not like John Hagee, and the site is Desert Peace. If you go to desertpeace.wordpress.com, this man, his name is Steve Amsel. He lives in Jerusalem. He says, I'm originally from the United States. I've been living in Jerusalem for 25 years and have dedicated all those years to try to create an atmosphere that will lead to a just and permanent peace in this area. He says, Israelis and Palestinians have more in common than just the outsider might see. I will attempt on this blog to show these similarities and show why I'm confident that one day we'll live in peace together. I know it can be done. Well, he's also an activist, and he's a civil rights worker and all that other stuff. And he is calling for a boycott against John Hagee.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and here's a guy. He's had over 3 million hits to his site, and there it is, folks. I mean, here's somebody that's actually living in Jerusalem and is a Jew and sees the problem, and he wants the end of it.
Do you know that if John Hagee, no offense to the guy or anything, but...
I'll offend him. Go ahead.
Well, all right. I'm probably going to offend him. I know I am, as a matter of fact. But so why say that? I just lied. Forgive me. But if he got... Listen, as much money as our network could use to pay our bills and do what we got to do, I got to tell you, if that man paid me $1 million an hour to put his programming on our radio and or television network, I would have to tell him no.
You know, I started to tell you that, you know, I'm not a big praying guy. Too many people pray to God for too many things. And I started to get, and I started to say this, my little gray matter happened upon a site that was, had, telescope pictures, it just slipped my mind. This is what happens over the age of 40.
Yes.
The Hubble telescope. And what they did back in 1997, Bob, is they took a time-lapse photography, I think it was 188 different exposures of the exact same spot in space. Now, keep in mind, you know, 360 degrees, there's no up or down in space. You know, it just is.
Right.
You know, we're here on this Earth. We say it's north because magnetically it points that way. Well, north could have been west and west could have been east, but that's the way we set it up. That was our contrivance. At any rate, they took this time-lapse photography, and they said that the field of view was like a 10-foot tube that it was 8 inches across. So it was like looking through the old-style skeleton key keyhole that you'll see in the older doors. It was like being back 2 foot from that and peeking through it. And what they discovered were tens of thousands of universes going all the way back to the beginning of the universe. They've estimated 13 billion years, maybe a little bit more.
I would disagree with that only because, biblically speaking, I think I can't totally disagree with it. Let me explain why. According to the Bible, 7,000 years is about how old the planet Earth is. But now, of course, that is, if you notice, if you go back in Genesis, it says that it was void and without form. So it could have been just a big rock in the sky when God put man here, so it's possible it could be that old, but go ahead.
Well, I believe it is. You know, this whole thing, I mean, I don't convert cubits to centimeters because I don't know what the difference is. But I for one, Bob, and I'll just be up front and honest about that, I don't, you know, it could be that we've only been around here for 7,000 years. That may be true. I don't know. But I know the Earth's been here longer than that.
It probably has.
You know, we can dig through the rocks and we can find little creatures and plant and flora and we can just about guesstimate, okay, and we can do all that. But at any rate, that's not the point. The point is that I'm looking at this and I'm going, holy mackerel, what do we know? We've been here for such a short amount of time. And then I did a little bit more further study and I go, okay, well, science was one of my favorite subjects when I was in school.
Mine too.
And we're part of the Milky Way galaxy. Well, the Milky Way galaxy, if you set a fire to BB and it traveled at the speed of light, the BB would go out of the barrel of your little BB gun in 1 second's time, it would be 186,000 miles away.
Correct.
That's the speed of light. This is not a big galaxy we live in. It's small to medium size. But it would take you 100,000 years traveling at Mach 3 with your hair on fire at the speed of light, 100,000 years just to get to one edge to the other. And there are tens of thousands, there are billions of universes, galaxies out there. And
yep.
I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay. So this is what I've been told, and this is how I've been told I have to believe, and somebody back when said, and they created their little coven, and they pushed this, and they did all that. And I'm looking at this, you know, and the determination I come up with, God is real. That is no doubt. But I am having serious doubts of the fingerprints of man that have been all over that for political and economic reasons.
And I'd have to agree with you, John.
Yeah, boy, there's nothing like selling Jesus. At any rate... Eddie in North Carolina, I'll take your call and come back from the break. We have a half hour left. Any subject matter you want to bring up, it doesn't have to be on the Bible. It can be on radio, programming, State of the Union, or the dysfunction of it. You pick the subject. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We are spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Let's go back to the telephones. Eddie in North Carolina. Hello, Eddie.
It's not Eddie, it's Betty.
Well, shame on my producer there. He doesn't know a he doesn't know a B from an E.
Well, no, my voice probably doesn't carry on the phone too well.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to hear a comment on two different things. The first one is in the book of Revelation, what is the concept of the divorce of the Old Testament nation when a new bride is taken?
Bob, do you have a handle on that?
Okay. Well, I don't have my Bible right in front of me, but which verse are you talking about now?
Well, I cannot just give you chapter and verse, but throughout the book of Revelation, you know, they talk about the bride throughout the book.
Well, the bride is actually the
yeah,
church.
We know who the bride is, but I want to know what about the divorce of the Old Testament nation so that the bride can be taken.
Well, I'm not familiar with that. Without having seen the scripture, I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I apologize for that, but I'd have to have it in front of me.
Okay, and I have one second question.
Yeah,
sure.
In listening to the two of you talk, there was seemed continual no holy wars in the Bible, much less in Revelation. I'd like to hear just a comment on that.
No holy war? Okay, no.
Wars, okay. W-A-R-S.
Okay, and that's in, and what are you referencing? I lost you there, Betty.
Well, gee whiz, you go into the land of Canaan, and that's a holy war, you know,
yeah.
around the walls of Jericho, etc.
Yeah.
There
New
were
Testament,
real...
too, go buy a sword, Christ says, and certainly in the book of Revelation there's a lot of it.
Yeah, well,
there were some actual holy wars that took place in scriptures, that's correct, but what was the question? I don't understand. I'm missing something here.
The holy wars have no longer since Christ in existence.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to grasp here, are you for holy wars, wars fought for God? Betty, I'm trying to...
Okay, it's just that's the way I read it, and I was curious how you read it.
Oh, okay.
Well, Betty, let me tell you something. You are right about one thing. There have not been any, since the coming of Jesus, basically there have not been any holy wars, scripturally speaking. And I don't believe that the Bible intends for there to be any except for at the second coming of Christ.
All right.
You know, the way you read it, and that's what I call for, and I appreciate your expressing your opinion.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
There's one thing that we all have as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We all have belly buttons, and we all got opinions.
You know, that's true, and I will tell you one thing. I didn't want to comment. I hope she's still listening. I just want to say this. I didn't want to comment on a scripture that I'm not familiar with because I'm not familiar with what she's saying, and I'd have to see the scripture because I don't want to be wrong. And I try to be correct when I answer questions, especially concerning the Bible. But
well,
go ahead, John.
I understand. Switching gears here. I told you I had a little visit from the FCC.
Uh huh. Yep.
And I got it's kind of a low power. Radio station. It's running at about 400 watts. And I could have put the antenna up there another 50 foot and went out 20 miles. I could have done that, but I didn't. I listened to the concerns of the National Association of Broadcasters, and what their bellyache generally seemed to be is it was unfair competition. You know, why can a person that doesn't apply for that FCC license, how can they throw up a radio station? And I've got top-notch equipment. I'm not going to say what it is because the FCC is probably listening and they'll go after the country of origin. At any rate, their problem was, well, we don't want unfair competition in the radio market. So you guys throw up a radio station for $3,000-$4,000. You don't have to have anybody there manning the telephone or have an engineer on staff as required by the FCC. The only thing you guys have to do is pay the electricity bill. And we feel that that's unfair. So when the FCC showed up and I told them, I said, you know, I took great pains to make sure that we didn't go out to get local advertising. The only way that I would do that is if we actually had a licensed stick station and then all bets are off on the competition, I'll go out there and clean our clock. I said, but I've been very careful not to do that. And something else, for those people that came to you and said, okay, we want to do a radio station, and we want to have an FCC license, and we want to wait forever, and we have to have the engineering studies, and we got to kiss somebody's behind someplace and whatever, and do all of that stuff. I would never, ever interfere with their radio station because that's their livelihood, that's their brand, that's their shtick, that's their advertising, that's their money. So I therefore would not interfere with their commerce.
Right.
So what's your problem here? Well, you know, this is an unlicensed station. I said, yeah, you're right, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I told the guy, I said, well, look. He said, well, I want to come in and inspect. And I said, no, send me your target letter. That's what they actually call it. And when you get back to Houston, fire that off to me, and I'll send you and, you know, my stuff, and we'll see where it goes. Well, I send him. Let me get over here to get it. Oh, boy. Yeah, I hate doing that away from the microphone. At any rate, I said, okay, well, I'll send you, and I said, this is the reason why I did this. Because I came across a letter that was on FCC letterhead directly out of Washington, D.C., and it came from, and let me get the exact letter here. I can't seem to find here. Oh, it's right on FCC letterhead, and it was from Martha E. Conte's, she was the Chief Public Service Division, Office of Public Affairs.
Okay.
And I said, here's the letter. And this was in regards to Mr. Eric Johnson out in Everett, Washington, that had a question about low-power FMs. So the question was referred to her office. She responded to it. She said, Dear Mr. Johnson, I've been asked to respond to your letter regarding intrastate radio communications. The FCC only regulates interstate and foreign commerce in radio communication. for your reference, I've enclosed a copy of Title I, Section 47 USC and all that other stuff. Intrastate radio communications may be regulated by individual states, and I would recommend contacting your state utility commission for further information.
I've seen that letter, but go ahead.
Yeah, and I sent that off to him, and I have not had a response back from him yet. My little target date for you're going to be fined $10,000 and possible jail time, and we don't need warrants, and we don't need paperwork, and we don't need courts or due process. We're going to give you to the 18th, and we're going to possibly run up on you. So I went and talked to an attorney in San Antonio, First Amendment guy. He's a former Fed prosecutor, so he knows the way they operate. And I told him, I said, look, I said, they changed the FCC. They changed things around a little bit in 1984. And I says, and what they have basically did with this was they included everything. In other words, they have become the god of the airwaves.
Right.
And I'm looking at this and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute here. So I started reading the limited jurisdiction of the FCC. Federal Communications Commission was created by Congress under the Passage of the Communications Act of 1934. And this was when radio was first starting to come into being. And they only had AM. And AM, and you know as well as I do, that propagation, man, you put out a signal, it's going to bounce off the ionosphere.
Five watts, you could reach New York from Florida.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I could run a 10,000 watt station, full tilt boogie, get the right kind of bounce, and some aborigine in the outback down in Australia can hear it. Well, yes. At any rate, I told the guy, I said, look, I understand why the FCC is in there on these torch stations, because you've got assigned frequencies and there's only so many on the dial. And I said, I understand and I appreciate all of that. I said, but you know what I'm not doing? I said, I'm not broadcasting on AM. I am broadcasting on FM, and the closest station is an FM station some 225 miles away from me, and they're not even licensed for this area. So, excuse me, but that's not the point. The point is that you don't have a license. And I go, oh, okay, I don't have a license. Well, and then I sent that letter off to him and also sent it off to that lawyer, and he's a First Amendment lawyer. And I said, well, look, I don't have bags full of money. And I'm sure that this case could really make you famous, because there are tens of thousands of people in this country. If they knew it was okay to put up a small FM station that's not going to splatter and interrupt with FAA aircraft and other communications and cellular and whatever, that they were very careful on what they did and how they put these things up. Bob, do you realize that we could be on thousands of radio stations across this country?
And probably millions.
And I told him, I said, you know, this is the point. I said, I told the FCC guy, which very nice fellow. I've got to say, Stephen P. Lee is his name. And he's out of Houston. Very, very nice man. And his buddy was Lee Browning. And he's actually the guy I've been in contact with. But at any rate, very nice fellow. And I told him, I said, you know, he's standing there at my doorstep. And I said, you know, if you take a quick look over your shoulder, I said, you'll probably see Caligula riding down a street on a senatorial horse. I said, I'm doing this as a service. And I told him, I said, I own a radio network. I said, did you know that? And he said, no, I didn't know that. And I said, well, I do. And I said, the reason I'm doing this is because of the mainstream media. There are too many interests in there that are interested in not putting out the unvarnished truth. And I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a wacko. I'm not a conspiracy nut. I see this country being flushed down the toilet. And by God, it's my duty and obligation as an American to protect that. And he, well, you know, can I inspect your equipment? I said, for what purpose? Well, to find out its origin. I said, so what? You can go after the manufacturer and get him in trouble? I said, I don't think so. But I will tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to cooperate and I'm going to be in contact with your office. He said, okay, fine. So my little target dates here is the 18th. Now, having said that, I said to my wife today, I said, you know, I said, why are we doing what we do? To educate people for the voting purposes, to elect our representative in our Republican form of government? No, folks, that is not a Democratic form of government. It's a Republican form of government. The Republic, the constitutionally limited Republic. And I said to her, I said, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? And you know, what's the next battle I'm going to have to fight? The IRS, the SEC, I don't know, FBI, BATFE, and, you know, and And I said, you know, I said, let me see if this lawyer has anything. And if he does, what I would like to do, little Davy here wants to take on Goliath. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to you, you would put in an application for a low power FM. And you didn't hear from these people for 4 years. I called you. It wasn't too much longer after that. Guess what? You're getting your license granted.
Right.
Now, what is going on here? Does somebody not just not like me, or what's the case? But long story short, Bob, if we can crack this thing and we have the ability to put up low-power FMs to go out there and to educate, and as I started to say, the informed electorate, if we do not know what our country is, what its laws are, what has gone wrong with it, and the needed fix to right that wrong, then we're just going to be spinning our wheels.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, let me give you a little history here that you're probably already aware of. There was a big push on what was called community radio. Community radios were low-power FM and AM stations. Mm-hmm. There were people that were, you know, buying like little 2-watt, 3-watt, 5-watt, 10-watt.
Little Ramses.
Little transmitters. And they were transmitting, you know, maybe several blocks or a mile or two, in mm-hmm. some cases maybe 8 or 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC, they were doing that because they had absolutely, at that time, they had absolutely no open window for any type of low power station. You had to be a full power station, which cost millions of dollars, you know, to erect. And of course, that was the complaint. So the FCC come along and said, well, okay, we'll give you low power radio stations and we'll license it. But what has happened is basically, they had no business even controlling it at all, because the low power stations would be, for the most part, confined to within a state, especially FM, because FM, and by the way, FM will propagate, you know, and skip and go, you know, it can go hundreds of miles when it's not supposed to. That can happen, but that's a very rare situation.
You have to have the stars aligned just correctly, and inversion layers,
it's tough,
and a good Texas tailwind to boot. Yeah,
and proof of that is that the amateur radio operators use what's called repeaters, and you oftentimes will have a repeater on, like, say 146, 500, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe one or two towns away, which would be maybe 20, 30, 40 miles away, or 50 miles, depending, they'll have another repeater on a very close frequency, or sometimes even the same frequency, and they don't really interfere with each other, except when weather conditions get a little strange, and then there'll be some interference. What really bothers me is I am a supporter of community radio, because I think that, especially today, I think people need to have a way to hear the truth. They're not going to get it from the big guys out there. Those big guys out there are corporately run, and I'm not talking about the corporations that own them. I'm talking about the corporations that advertise with them. They push the strings. They tell them what to do, and they control them. So you're not going to hear the truth. And the only chance you have of hearing the truth, really, is from guys like, you know, you and I, who are not afraid to stand up and go to bat and do what we got to do. Now, and you're right. It took, you know, like 4 years to get a license, thousands of dollars in 4 years. Okay. And, it's ridiculous. It just, and I'm going to tell you something, John. I don't know why why the timing was when it was. I couldn't tell you. Don't even know why. But I could hesitate to guess. Possibly, you know. Or it could just be that it happened that way. I don't know. But then again, I don't believe in coincidence.
I don't either. And here's the deal. You know, I told this guy, I said, you know, this really is community radio. And I says, and I'm not doing this because I just like to be a pain in somebody's butt and have people like you standing here at my door, you know. And I said, you know, I said, there's no due process. I said, you're like the traffic cop of the airwaves. And I said, you're giving me a ticket and I'm out on the lake someplace. And I said, you know, you're out of your jurisdiction. Oh, no. We have court cases, and the Supreme Court has ruled. Well, and the more I dug around in this, the more I discovered that they do not have the jurisdiction for that. And if you're, and I can, I told the guy, I said, look, and I perfectly understand your position here, that you're there to guard and safeguard that license because these people pay their fees and are under your jurisdiction, rules and regulations and all that other stuff. And I said, I appreciate that. And I said, I would, you know, I said, if an FCC licensed station called you up and said, look, I got some yahoo out there. It's interfering with my signal. It's interfering my ability to do commerce and business. Okay. And I would make the adjustment. If you called me and said, hey, we understand that you're interfering. You got to stop doing it. We're going to give you 10 days to get the hell off that frequency. Otherwise, we might have to fine you. That I would accept. But this came from nobody. According to them.
And I will tell you this, and before now we're going to break, but let me just say this, make my point real quick. I think that, you know, really, you know, as long as you're not causing any interference with any other station that is licensed, I don't see where they should have any issue with it at all because, you know, they're not doing anything crazy.
Yeah, well, Bob, here's the thing. We start getting this programming out there, they'll stop listening to those stations.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
Oh, that's what it used to be about. You know, gosh, there are so many subjects that we covered in our prior conversation.
You know, John, what we should do?
Yes, sir.
We should start a national coalition of low-power broadcasters.
Well, you know, what's his name? Joe McNeil out there at Micro Effect. He's trying to do that. But we should take all the alternative media and do exactly that because, you know, Bob, I can see of no other way to do this. I really can't. Especially with my my run-in here with my divinity guy and the medical doctor, that the name of their show was The Control Factor, and I figured out the only person was being controlled was me. But, you know, under the guise of, hey, here's the carrot and the stick, and we need you dancing for the next couple of months to distract you, and distract me it did, to the point where I was getting ready to fire up and I put that on the shelf in lieu of doing this. It was the Elected Representative Network. And what this was commercially free formatted, satellite streaming, the whole nine yards, of duly elected, constitutionally minded, and I didn't care if they were Democrat or Republican or independent or constitutional or libertarian or whatever they were, as long as their basis, they were in office and their basis was the Constitution. Well, that got put, and this is what really cheesed me off, that got put on the sideline to fire up this thing because that could have been used to promote that and other things. So, at any rate, we know what needs to be done. It's just how do we get there? And I think that's an outstanding idea, Bob.
You know, John, I'll tell you, I certainly have suggestions, but do I have all the answers? No, I wished I did. I can tell you that, you know, really what it comes down to is that people that really believe what the Constitution says and understand and know the Constitution, they should get on the bandwagon and get involved. I mean, it really comes down to that.
What are you suggesting? No Tea Party here? We got a bunch of people that are pissed off running around, but they're now going to be voting Republican because of why?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, you know, you know, I've been watching this thing like with the Obamacare, and I wanted to bring that up because, you know, that's a very good point. You know, the people, you know, in the Tea Party, and I'm not against the Tea Party necessarily, but I can tell you that, you know, quite frankly, you know, what really concerns me, and it does, is the fact that, you know, the Republicans, supposedly, none of them voted for the Obamacare, okay?
Yep.
Yet I was watching on C-SPAN, it was probably a few weeks ago, and I do tend to watch that because it's interesting. Sometimes you can, you know,
sometimes.
Be informed.
Yeah, sometimes.
And there was several Republicans, rather, that came on the television, and they were standing up, and they were actually supporting parts, bits and pieces of the Obamacare package.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand the logic behind that, because if they voted against it, how can they support it?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you, Bob, this has been a quick 2 hours.
Yes, it has.
We're going to have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, we could have went three.
We could have went four, actually. We didn't even cover one-tenth of what we had talked about prior to the broadcast. At any rate, spirit1.us, you want a good dose of some good stuff, there it is, AmericanLibertyRadio.com. And we're going to share a little bit of programming here and there, but build something, I think that'd be a good idea.
John, I'm actually thinking seriously, and we'll get into it off the air, but I mean, I'm seriously considering, you know, somehow or another, American Liberty and what you're doing and kind of joining us together somehow where we can expand what we're doing here.
And we need to bring the money, too. Bob, thanks.
Yep. Okay, you're welcome, sir.
All righty. Join us tomorrow, folks. Firecracker Show.
With recent